Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
so sorry that you have no sound. That's really not good, y'all. I'm so sorry. Can you believe it? Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm telling you. Now, I just spent 7 minutes with no sound, but the sound is here now. Can you believe I had the phone on mute? Well, I do apologize. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Thursday, fantastic Thursdays. And I so appreciate you. I want to welcome Kiva. Welcome 609 area code. Welcome to Miss Tina, Coach K, and Coach J. Hello, good morning. And give a shout out to Mr. Percy Walker, who was holding it down yesterday, Wednesday, as he does each and every Wednesday. Thank God for him. Thank God for you. Thank God to all the people who you've referred to the Coach Lalisa Show. Hello and shout out to Ms. Hope Harper of Custom Care Dry Cleaners in Cincinnati, Ohio, on 8876 Coleraine Avenue, doing it big down there. Coach, just give a coach shout out to my good friend Sharonda down there in Florida, holding it down, author, motivational speaker, preacher, dancer, doing her thing. Good morning, and a shout out to my good friend Miss Kiva down there holding it down in Nashville, doing big things with her Women of Destiny and Destiny and Men of Valor. Good morning to Miss Patricia in New Jersey. Oh, my God, just so many people. Ah, Miss Denise Jenkins, my good friend in Cleveland. Oh, boy, and I can't wait till Mr. Paul Carazzi comes back from, he's in Japan. He lives in Japan, but he's visiting in the States with family and working on some of his new movies. I want to give a special shout-out to director Joshua Coates and his new movie he's producing right now. They're filming the movie Iniquity. It'll be hitting the theaters soon. Director Joshua Coates. So good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Our topic this morning, targeted actions. Get targeted actions. Get your actions together. Make your actions count for something. Achieve more with your actions. You know, somebody once said that there is a difference between just having activities and actually having accomplishments in your life. And let's look at the problem with just actions. I mean, if we're all actions and we're not producing accomplishments, you see, some people, yes, we were at a time there myself where we were just taking action and just had a bunch of activities. But the problem with that is, the first problem is you don't always hit your target. You don't always come up with accomplishments. Good morning, Kiva. Thank you for letting me know there was no sound. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We actually had the phone on mute. So if that ever happens again, just dial back in. And you realize that somebody send me a text and say, take the phone off mute. I know people probably are wondering what's going on. And I'm telling you, y'all, I was laying it down. I had a good 7 minutes of some good rap here this morning on the Coach Lalisa. Oh, well, that's how things go. But here we are talking about, today is Thursday. We headed closer and closer and closer to the close of another year. Some people are sad, but yeah, some of us are happy, and some of us are in the middle. But here's the thing. We're going to close it out strong, and we're going to get ready to be very accomplished-oriented for 2011. Would that be all right? If we just get accomplished-oriented for 2011, everything you want to see in 2011, you have to state it in 2010. Start talking about what you want to see. And remember the trick. We taught you this before. Whatever you're talking about is what you're going to see. So if you talk gloom and doom has to come, because our words are like a receptacle. They bring about, okay? It's just like if you walk past a trash bin, there's trash in the bin because it's a trash bin. It's a receptacle. That's what goes inside it. Same thing. What our words are capturing from the universe what we're speaking. So here's the thing. If you speak success and prosperity, health, healing, wholeness, happiness every day, that's what's going to show up in your life. Miraculously. I have so many miraculous stories about what has shown up in my life. Yesterday, I can't even begin to tell you about the miraculous thing that happened yesterday. I mean, really, just sheer miraculous. As I was sitting in a subway station, not subway as in train, but subway as in sandwich, just sitting there having lunch, minding my own business, and miraculously, this person appeared, and we began to talk, and the contract that came out of that is unbelievable. You would never expect that that would happen to you as you're just sitting in this place. But that's what happens when we keep our options open. And when, now here's the thing. You have to set your goals and your accomplishments. You have to tie them together. Now here's the problem with so many people. We have activities, but we're not seeing a lot of accomplishments. And the problem with that is when we just have a lot of actions, it takes our energy, our resources, and our time. And remember Dr. Dennis Kimbrough said that time isn't, you know, people say, well, we're running out of time. And he says, time isn't running out. Time isn't going anywhere. But your life is. Okay, so our life is moving on and on and on. Time will still be here because, you know, see, there's eternity. So time is not going anywhere. But the time that we have here on this earth is going to shortly, is going to soon end, okay? And what we want to accomplish is important because your creator, your maker, your, you know, your higher power, whatever you choose to call it, we call it God. Your God has already purposed some things for you to do. And I'm telling you, you're going to get them done when you trust and believe. So our topic today is targeted actions. You want to target your actions. Yes, I'm so glad you can hear now. Good morning, Kiva, and good morning, Elaine, and Tina, and Hope, and all of those who are listening, and all those shout-outs that I gave while we were on mute for 7 whole minutes. I gave a shout-out to half the nation and our good friend, Mr. Paul, and welcome to the guests, and welcome to, thank God for Mr. Versi Walker, who we met on Facebook back in somewhere around March or April, and the awesome relationship and friendship there. Good morning to Miss Adele Foster down there in Dallas, Texas, doing it big in seminars and workshops. And shout out to Mr. Howard Scott and the big things he's doing at Science High, and right here in New Jersey. And a wonderful shout out to Vicky and so many other wonderful people. All of you are wonderful and awesome. But are your actions on target? And if they're not, it's why you're not seeing the accomplishments you want. And as long as there's an absence of a plan, you may never see the accomplishments from your actions. Because you need a plan in order to really see the accomplishments that you would desire. If you have your goal and your dream in mind, now I'm gonna do this for a second. Let me go to, some of you are familiar with the 7 habits of highly effective people. Some people even believe that all of what we do and are about is based on a habit. Some of you have even developed a habit to tune into the show. It's habit now. I don't have to send you a text. You don't have to see your Facebook. It's habit now that at 7 o'clock you're going to tune into the Coach Lalisa Show. Why? Because here is where we're going to motivate you, inspire you to achieve your goals and dreams. We want to help you increase and keep at a very high level your self-esteem and your confidence. We want you to be encouraged in what you are doing. If you are running a business, small business, mid-sized business, large business, if you work for a company, if you are doing both like I am right now, I both work for a company and I both have to run my company, and I teach part-time. So when you have many, multiple things that you're doing, because some of us, we desire multiple streams of income. I don't just do what I do. It's not just an action. It's targeted. So other people, see, that's why I wanted to teach on this today, so people can kind of understand the difference between just somebody who has an action versus having accomplishments. Because some people would say, oh, well, and I've heard it said, people say this to me all the time, Lalisa, you're all over the place. Well, I may be doing a lot of things, but they are all targeted actions. My actions for this radio show has a target. There's a plan behind the Coach Lalisa Show. Part of it is PR. Part of it is relationship. Part of it is, like Stephen Covey says in his seventh habit, to sharpen your saw. It's the way you stay fresh and on the cutting edge. Now, that's a targeted move. That's a targeted action. And there's going to be an accomplishment is coming from that. I'll give you a prime example. Mr. Versie Walker told a friend of his about the show. He was on the show, and he talked about the show is the show of the Coach Lalisa. The woman tuned in. She contacted me from that action. And now I'm going to accomplish another goal, which is to travel to various states and do seminars and workshops and training. So that's just an example of how you got to make your actions targeted towards some accomplishment. Now, same thing with school. I teach at the college. Some people would say, oh, she's all over the place. She teaches, she's got books, she's working. What's all that about? Well, I'm telling you what it's about. I teach. One, because I need to give back. I need to pour out into students who sometimes didn't feel they had enough to get there, enough intelligence, enough smarts, enough money, whatever. And so they come by way of a junior college for whatever reasons, sometimes just because they couldn't think further ahead. And so they end up there, and that's fine. So I'm there to empower them at the base level, because I understand base level, because I've been at the base. Coming out of jail, high school dropout, sexually abused for 13 years. I know base. So I love going to the base level to empower people and to help develop them. So here I am teaching at the college, and one of my students, I've been teaching there seven years, but one of my students took my name to his manager, supervisor, and said, I need my teacher to come in and to motivate the staff here, the employees. The teacher said, okay, we'll think about it, but right now I can't do it because we don't have the funds. And I said, well, what funds? I will come and do it at no fee. And he said, because the guy works for a very large company, and so he thought this is a targeted action. And so the student said, the supervisor said to the student, well, it's not so much the fee for her, it's the fee that I have to pay you all to be on the clock getting trained, because many of them work all different shifts and they would have to bring some people in on their off shift. So I can certainly understand that, because I do training for the company I work for, and I understand that, you know, you have to pay people overtime if they need to come to training, and they work on the third shift or the second shift and you're training on the first shift. Well, you've got to pay those people overtime, and companies right now don't have a lot of money for things like overtime. That's one of the first things they cut when recession hits and the economy goes down. So I understand all that. But I thought it was interesting. So, again, your name is mentioned. You never know what happens from that. So just I have so many scenarios like that, as I'm sure you all do. But the point here is the things that you do should be targeted toward a goal or a dream, and that's not going to happen until you sit down and plan the things that you want. That's why our retreat that we're running this weekend, Friday evening, Saturday, Friday, we're going to make sure that you relax. We're going to make sure that you're pampered. We're going to make sure that, you know, we just take it down for a minute. Especially people like myself. You're right, I'm very busy, as many of you are. So let's just take it, because some people don't know how to relax. They just don't know how to do it. They're always on the go or doing things. Just don't know how to just relax for themselves. So we're going to do that on Friday. And then on Saturday, we're going to start with activities from prayer and workout. So you got to bring your workout clothes. And we're going to work out, nothing strenuous, because we realize that some people haven't worked out in a while. So we're not going to do anything strenuous. You work at your own pace, but we are going to target this so that there can be an accomplishment later. And working out, the accomplishment there is great health and that you feel good and that you look good. And then we're going to go into sessions, workshops, also that are going to help us with being able to target our actions. Because if we don't plan our actions, we are just wasting our energy, our resources, and our time. So we have to do this. And then we're going to go into a series of planning the things you want to do for next year. And you may not be able to make it to the retreat. However, and I have had some people who wanted to get copies of the sessions, so we will record the sessions and you'll be able to get copies later. A lot of people already, people are lining up to get Tina's session on being single, celibate, satisfied, and sanctified. They already want that. And I can't blame them. And so we're going to also have the awesome Miss Elaine there talking about being fit for the kingdom, and Miss Kelly Willer Weaver, who's going to be talking about becoming a part of the kingdom. She's going to give out some powerful keys to doing this. I know her for a long time. I've seen her kingdom development and how powerful it is, and that's why I want her there. I will be talking about how to put sex into your marriage or back into your marriage. I will also be talking about how to ignite your marriage. And one thing I definitely want to talk about from now on is this thing called patience. You know, they say patience is a virtue. It is so true. There will be no real success in life without patience. Because here's what I've learned. Here's what I've learned and what I believe I know. God will show you your future. He will show you something in your future where he's going to take you. The only way you're going to, but you don't have it yet. And one of the things that you need in order to get there is patience. Because if without patience, we'll give up before the thing fully manifests itself. So if we must develop patience to wait and believe, and we got to believe, and we got to trust that the full manifestation of the thing is going to come. But sometimes we give up too soon because it doesn't happen yet. So one of the things I learned, that God will show us the end, he'll show us the finished product, but he never tells us when it's going to happen. And that's why people give up. He doesn't tell you whether it's going to be a day, a year, a month, 10 years, 3 decades. He never tells you when. He only tells you that it will happen, like he did Abraham. He told Abraham he was going to have many, many babies. Abraham didn't even have one. And then he was like 90 before he had the baby with Sarah. And so it could take a long, 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 long time. And do you have the patience to endure? Which is what we were talking about on Tuesday. Can you wait? Can you wait for it? But if you target your actions, put a target on it. Attach it to a goal or a dream that you have. Every action. When I was in school, my goal was to achieve whatever the degree was that I was working on. I didn't work on a higher degree than what I was working on. Stay at your level, okay? So while I was working on an associate, I wasn't dreaming of an MBA. I didn't even know what an MBA was at that time. I was just dreaming of the associate degree. So every action of my everyday was targeted toward that degree. every action. If I met someone that it didn't flow with that degree, I got them out of my life. If I met someone that it did, I kept them, and I dealt with them as much as I could, because success leaves clues. So I got around them as much as possible. You got to target your activities of your day, today. When I go to the bank, I'm going there with a targeted mindset. I don't just go to the bank. Somebody was on the phone with me once when I was at the bank, and I basically sold a copy of my book to the bank teller at the window. Everything I do is targeted toward the goal that I'm trying to achieve. And you have to do that as well if you want to go from activities to accomplishments. Some of you have been in business 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and haven't accomplished many of your goals and dreams that you had when you started the business. Some people then give up, and they quit. They give up, and they quit. So I want to take a moment and just kind of read you this nice poem that I found. And it says that when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learned too late when the night slipped down how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the cloud of doubt. And you can never tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worst that you must not quit. Again, I repeat, success is failure turned inside out. It's the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you can never tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. See, that's why you can't give up. One, you don't know how close you are to the victory. It seems very far away. But what if it's one phone call away? See, it might seem like it's 1,000 phone calls and 1,800 letters and 2,500 emails and 1,500 contact calls. No. It may just be one more call. One more activity targeted towards your goals and your dreams to accomplish what you were set here, put here on this earth to accomplish. People say, well, how do I know what I'm put here to do? You're put here to live your goals and your dreams, to pursue it with your passion. You were not put here just to work. There is no way you were put here just to work at something you don't like. That's why we're in the state. That's part of the reason. There are many factors to this recession and this bad economy and all that happens in the world. Many factors. But one of the factors, just like in math and algebra, there are many factors that will solve the problem for you. And just like life, there are so many factors and facets, but one of the problems that we have is that we don't have our goals and dreams. We don't have our passion. We're not doing what we love. We take jobs doing things that we despise, actually. And therefore, this is a big, big problem. So don't quit. Don't give up. Though the pace seems slow, my goodness, one more blow and you knocked it out. Don't quit. Though the funds are low and the debts are high, so you got to have patience to wait it out. You got to have patience to stick it out. You need patience to find out what you're really about. And until you do, because some people say, well, I haven't found out. Well, just keep on working, training, learning, tuning into the Coach Alicia Show. It will come if you seek it. There's a scripture that says, seek and ye shall find. A lot of people are trying to find without seeking. It's not going to happen that way. You got to follow the pattern, y'all. Seek and you'll find it. You can't just stumble upon it. Seek. That's true for a whole lot of stuff, except getting a husband. He's the one seeking. You're being found at that point. So relax and let it go. Don't worry. I'll never forget. That's how I met my husband. All my life I was seeking a man. I want a boyfriend. Gotta have a man. Gotta have a chick on the, at my side or a man at my side or what have you. And the day, I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember this, y'all. The day in my mind and my heart, I said, I'm no longer seeking a man. I'm just going to live my life. I was working. I was happy. I was doing what I needed to do. And what happened? I was sitting there and my husband found me. I didn't find him. He found me. And we've been together ever since. It's almost funny, but, and you see, you never know how close you are. It might be near when it seems so far. But the heart and the mind have to connect on that one, okay? But everything else, you got to seek. Go look for it. Men, go look for your wives. They're somewhere waiting to be found. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, oh, you have that book, Kiva. Yes, The 7 Habits of Highly. This is highly effective people, not just effective people, but highly effective. The first one, all of these, you can wrap into that targeted action. Number one, be proactive. Don't wait for change. Start changing. Don't wait for change. Start changing. Because change comes from within. So you can start that any day you want. You don't have to wait for anything. Start now. Why not? Start yesterday. It's okay. Start last month. Start. That's the point. Change. Be proactive. Put a plan towards your activities. That's being proactive. And number two is what I was just talking about. When you start with your goals and your dreams, his second habit says, begin with the end in mind. Have it in your mind already. Have that mission statement for your personal life, for your business, for your education, and for anything else you want to do. And he says, and keep that mission rolled out to your very long-term goals, things that you want 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. Where do you see yourself 20 years from now? Because that's that end that you have to keep that in mind, because that will sustain you and keep you. God did us the same way. He showed us the end, heaven, and then he backed us up to the beginning. And we don't know when we're going to get there. We have no clue because he said, you don't know. Nobody knows. He said, I won't even tell my own son. He said, the son said, I don't know. His own son, who was also him, said, I don't know. So you know we don't know. So that's why all those shows that talk about it giving a date, how could they possibly have a date when Jesus didn't even have a date? You can tell me it's near. Well, Paul said it was near, and Jesus said it was near. So you can say it's going to happen tomorrow. Fine. You can say that. We know he's coming back soon. We all know that. But he's been coming back soon for the longest. The sooner get closer, yes. Sooner and sooner and sooner, but just don't know the date. He didn't give the date. So begin with the end in mind. Have it in mind. Put, and then I love his third habit, put first things first. spend, and what that means, according to Dr. Stephen Covey, spend time doing what fits into your personal mission. If it doesn't fit in your mission, why are you doing it? It's a waste of your time, energy, and your resources. Find your mission, make it personal, put passion behind it, love what you do, target your actions, set your goals and dreams, and then make what you do fit into that. Observe the proper balance between production and building and production capacity. In other words, if you don't have the capacity to handle a project, go first and develop the capacity, then begin to build. Don't build. It's like a builder trying to build on a little small lot, but they're trying to build a big old building. They'll have the capacity for a big building. Go and develop your capacity first, your personality, your character. Develop that first, your knowledge and your skill base, then begin to build. He also says that identify the key roles that you take on in life and make time for each of them. So your roles, what are your key roles in life? Well, one of your key roles might be to be a, you could be a teacher. Your key role might be a wife or husband. Your key role might be a brother or sister. You may have the key role of a parent. You may have the key role of a supervisor, manager, or CEO. You may have all of these working for you. You may be in ministry, pastor, preacher, apostle, prophet, teacher, usher board leader, member. All of the roles you have. You may run the Acts Community Center. You may have various roles. Make sure you know what they all are and make time for each and every one of them. You may have a major role as being a student. One of your major roles may be being a mentor. You may have all kinds of major roles. And make those and find time for each of them. And then his fourth habit is think win-win. Think win-win. And there's been times when people thought win-lose. Well, people thought, well, in order for me to win, they have to lose. If I lose, that means they win. People compromised and thought that was a win-win. No. Win-win means you get what you want and I get what I want. That's win-win. So he says, seek agreements with relationships that are mutually beneficial. And in cases where a win-win deal cannot be achieved, except the fact that agreeing to make no deal may be the best alternative. But seek a win-win, not a win-lose, not a compromise, which is sometimes like a win-lose. But either, okay, we can't make a deal. However, if we can make a win-win, make that. Number five, he says, seek first to understand, then to be understood. And most of us, first we seek in a relationship. I know many fights I had with my husband, so many. Oh, my God. I just need to be understood. You understand me. Forget trying to understand you. We'll do that later. But you first got to understand me. And that got us down the wrong path and eventually into a separation. Thank God we got back together. But then it became, no, let me try to understand you first. And then, because I already understand who I am, so let me try to understand you first. Then I'll, because, you know, people want to be understood. So it's always best in customer service or relationship building. We always want to understand the other person first. Let me hear what you have to say. Let me try to understand what you are about first. Let me listen and understand what you're going through. Right now, you may be going through hard times because of the economy. So let me try to understand where you're at. If you're a youth, you may be having a hard time in school or with your peers or what have you. And then his sixth habit is to synergize. Finding ways to get rid of our differences, and let's know that working together, we're going to be better. Even though we have differences, like my husband and I, you know, it's taken us a long time, but we're just now really, see, you can put up with people and tolerate with people and work with people and think you're synergizing. No, that's not necessarily synergizing. means you're going to always have greater and do more and be at peace at the same time. And some people, they don't truly understand what synergy is and what it means to synergize. But when we synergize, we're always working together for better solutions and to have greater output and outcomes because we're working together. That his seventh habit, his absolutely seventh habit, is to sharpen the saw. And that's what we're all doing this morning. And that's what we do each and every morning on the Coach and Lisa Show, is we're taking time out from our production to build our capacity. Believe it or not, this show is helping to build a capacity. And the way Stephen puts it, you're doing it through personal renewal, physical development, mental development, emotional and spiritual development on all those various dimensions. So tuning into shows like this, reading books like that, see, you want to build a lot of capacity for your life, begin to read self-help books. Attend every self-help empowerment seminar and workshop you can. Because the beautiful thing about seminars and workshops, typically it's a smaller crowd and it's more intimate. Now, if you attend a very large conference even, you notice how they have breakout sessions. And the reason they do that is because in the workshops and the breakout sessions, you can have more intimate time and the people can, you know, get more out of it. And they can actually ask questions and get their questions answered. But that's how you build capacity, is through self-help and developing your confidence, developing your social skills, and developing your emotional self, which is one of the reasons next week we're going to talk about emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence. So that our emotions can be intelligent. So we don't get mad when we don't want to get mad. We don't get sad when we don't want to get sad. We don't get this and that and angry and all these other things out of line and out of place with where they need to be. Are there times we should get mad? Absolutely. I'm raving mad when youth in the inner city don't get the education they deserve. I'm raving mad. I'm like a mad woman. So there are things that we get raving mad about. But I'm not mad because I'm on the highway and somebody cuts in front of me. There's no need for me to get mad about that. I mean, they're on the road. I mean, you can't control that. So why waste energy getting mad about that? I'd rather get mad about things like the upcoming election and making sure that people are out there to register. We got to take advantage and get our actions on target. And if you just tuned into the show, welcome, Hypno Solutions. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Guest 167, welcome to the show today. And you can always go back and listen to the archives if you've missed some part of the show. And we welcome you to do that. Here's the thing. As you're targeting your solution, remember, you definitely want to get your energies and your resources and your time all working together to achieve that goal. Right? Don't aggravate your situation because you need energy to overcome your challenges. When you're faced with a challenge at work or with your business or with your family, with your friends, with your relationships, you need energy, resources, and time. So you don't have time to waste any of that because you need it to overcome challenges that are going to become obstacles on the road to your dreams. See, your dreams is a journey. It's a road that you're taking, and there are obstacles in the way. And you don't run from them. You don't give up because they're there. You have to overcome them. But some people are having a hard time overcoming them, and because they have wasted their energy, their resources, and their time on activities that don't matter, activities that don't target their goal and their accomplishments. Let's just say you want to open your own daycare center or you want to open a hospital. You might want to start your own college, such as I do. Everything I do has to lead up to that. Yes, I want to have my own university, not because it's mine. No, no, no. I want to start one so that people who want to go to college, want to get an education, plus on top of that, totally develop their God-given talents and abilities without being held back, without someone telling you, you're not good enough, you can't do it, nobody ever did it. I want them to be out-of-the-box thinkers and doers. So I need to create a special type of university for that. So that's my goal, that's my dream. So everything I need to do, working at the college, meeting up with administrators, dealing with mentoring with the youth and people, coaching, and all of these things are targeted toward that accomplishment. Planning has to be involved. But you have to deal with what you got to deal with right here today. I was reading something on the internet, and it reminded me, somebody said, I heard somebody say, how many of you would walk past a dollar to pick up a penny? You wouldn't do that, right? So work on the small thing that's right there in your hand right now, but the goal is the dollar, is the bigger thing. That is the goal. But how you achieve it, you can't just go grab the goal, but you will grab all of the small things that lead up to the goal, and before you know it, you will have the goal. Yes, if there's any comments or questions, I will take them now. You can, if you're in the chat room or in the Switch chat room, you can type your question or comment in the chat room. If you are on the switchboard, you can hit your number one key, and I will open up your phone line. And again, welcome to our good friends in Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Texas, South Jersey, Philadelphia, and all around the world, Florida, Chicago, one of our newest listeners. If you have a comment or a question, you can type it in the chat room. Kiva, if you have a comment or a question, or HypnoSolutions, if you have a comment or a question about any of the thoughts today, targeting your actions with a plan so that you can have great accomplishments. You know, sometimes I realize it's hard to see the dragon that is coming our way because we're so deep in the forest. There's so many trees around us we can't see. So you got to step away. You got to step back, come out of the forest. And that's why we're doing the retreat. It's like a step back. I know we're busy, and some people, oh, I don't have the money. And if you don't have the money, come anyway. On Saturday, come. If you say, oh, I don't have $50, you may not stay overnight, but come Saturday. Don't miss out on Saturday. Do not miss out on Saturday because you do not have the money. But this is something that you desire and that you want to do. Come on Saturday. The room is already paid for. Come on Saturday. Just show up. Certainly, if you have the money, pay. That's the right thing to do. But if you don't, please still come. Friday, you can still come. Even if you don't, now, if you don't have the money, you may not be able to get the massage because that person, part of your registration, is paying that person. But you never know how God or the universe wants to bless you. So come. Hey, Kiva, awesome, awesome. Okay, Kiva, you know what? I needed this message as well. Targeted activities, because you know I'm in a lot of activities, and it first had to hit. I had to first decide that every activity that I'm involved in, the teaching, the coaching, the writing, the preaching, the praying, every activity is targeted toward a goal and a dream. And that goal and that dream is a part of my mission on earth. My mission, what's your mission? I know my mission is to start a university. I know that. That's my mission. How it's going to happen, I don't know. God doesn't show you all the pieces. He only shows you that is going to happen. But so the rest of the way, we got to trust that he is going to lead and guide us. But I also have to have works, because faith without it is not going to work. I can have faith that I'm going to get the institution, but I got to put the work in. So I had to go and research all the things that it takes to be a universe. Right? I'm not trying to create a universe, y'all. But God did that, and I'm happy with the one he made. But I do want a university. And I remember about 6 years ago, God had me to interview a man who started a university. At the time, I didn't realize why we had that connection. I was doing a telethon for someone, and one of the persons that they brought to the telethon to speak to the audience was a person who started a college. And I'm interviewing this person, and I'm going, okay, I'm taking notes, because you never know how it's going to happen. You just have to have the dream. But had I said to myself, I can never do that, I'll never start a college, I probably would have not paid attention to what he was saying. But because I knew it was a possibility, I know that was God had a mission for me, I was hanging on every word he spoke. And I was asking him questions way beyond what I needed to ask in the regular interview that the people needed to hear. All right. Okay, so Kiva said, maybe sometimes we are focused on the outcome too much. Maybe we're focused. Okay, so now I think that was HypnoSolutions' question first, says that, do you think we are so focused on the outcome that we miss the opportunities that come along the way? There is that danger, HypnoSolution. There is that danger if we focus too much on the outcome. Yeah. So anytime we see the words right there, too much or so much, we already know we're probably in danger, because we don't want to overdo anything. That's why we need the balance. Okay, Hypno said, yes, you will, and I hope to offer distance ed. Awesome. See how, now look, y'all, that's right there. See how easy that was? I put out there that I'm going to start a university, and I already got a director for, got a dean for one of the first departments. The Department on Distance Education is going to be headed up by HypnoSolutions. Now, he or she, I think it's a she, I can't remember. See, that's what happens when y'all have these screen names like that. Well, Hypno says, had to also put that out there, that they, you know, what if they had said, I'm not going to say that, I'm not going to put that there, but that's not what happened. They put it out there that I hope to offer distance ed. Well, I hope you can offer it too. And as a matter of fact, why don't you offer it? You see, it's just that easy. Just that quick. Just that simple. You got to put it out there. And what you're trying to do will show up. I promise you this works. I promise you it'll work. If you work it. Not going to work. You know it's not going to work. Sean, oh, thank you. Here's how you know it's not going to work. Thanks, Sean. Sean, I know women and men named Sean. No, I'm just kidding. Sean, that's a girl, Sean, because a boy, Sean, is usually S-E-A-N. Am I correct or not? Now, so yes, some of you are going to lose volume in a minute because you're going to go off. And unless you can dial in to 347-945-7991, you won't hear the, we'll just call it the afterglow. Oh, guy, you go, guy, Sean. All right, Sean. Okay, so guys, wow, cool, not a problem. But if you dial in, you can hear the little bit after, it's a little meat afterwards. Oh, muah, muah. So it's been great. It's been real. Target the solution. Don't focus. We don't want to overdo it. But we're trying to stop people from having activities and having no goal and dream. That's who we're targeting. People who have no goal or dream in mind, and they have not put down a plan, even for the things that they're doing immediately. You still need a plan. There's not a banker in the world that's going to don't have a business plan, right? So you still have to plan how you're going to get it done, okay? Target your solutions. It's been wow. We love you too, Hypno. We love you, Kiva. We love you, Guest 160. Oh, I feel like that John Boy TV show now. Good night, John Boy, and all that good stuff. Well, you all have a great and powerful, powerful day. Don't give up for nobody. Nobody, do not give up, no matter how slow it seems. Business may seem slow. Things may not be going your way. Do not give up because you might be one person away from your greatness, from your destiny, from your full potential. Keep going when you're tired. Keep going when there's no money. Keep going when all your friends turn their back on you. Keep going if nobody believes in you. Keep going, and target every action, and you will see accomplishments.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.